time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we curb our enthusiasm for participation. Curbing our enthusiasm for participation is akin to multitasking. It can be very tempting to want to do it all, but in reality, the likely result will be less than stellar performance. And while it seems counterintuitive to not to want to be fully engaged in all the world has to offer, I can show you how participation needs moderation and can at times even be detrimental faster than Larry David can commit another faux pas. Here are some common ways that folks participate on a daily basis. Debate politics at family holiday gatherings, share articles on social media, educate their kids about civic pride, pick up the litter, honk at the person stopped at a green light. Okay, what ways have you participated in with your purlieu? Today on YouTune, we are going to focus on the one item on the list I just read whose participation can be damaging to others. And it isn't the horn blowing or even the arguing at dinner with the fam, although engaging in road rage is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, and talking politics during a time of cheer is boorish. The real danger comes from sharing articles on social media. And not just because folks now read an endless news feed on social media, and actually the majority of people, almost 70%, report that social media is where they get most of their news. The danger lies in participating the sharing of these articles when we aren't vetting them. So how do you quickly and easily verify an article's facts? Super easy peasy. One method is to run link checks on other platforms like Majestic, OpenSite, Explorer, Moz, Wayback Machine, but you may not care to create an account to use these platforms. The good news is now that Google has a transparency report page and will immediately let you know if the page is safe or not, and there is always, of course, Snopes to fact check. The other method is simply using your common sense. Click on the links inside of the article to verify supports and references. Do a cross-check by looking for the same information in other articles and other websites. Check the date of the publication, and my personal favorite, simply contact someone at the website to see if they are legit after reading about the About Us page. Bogus websites don't offer those. But if you don't even want to do that, in the very least, do not pass on an article that you haven't read all the way through yourself and verified. That is irresponsible participation. That's like spreading gossip that you heard through the grapevine. Yeah, the grapevine. My pro tip: what you pay attention to is how the world around you is shaped, and this one's going to be a doozy, but based in physics. If you hadn't heard, atoms behave differently when observed. Therefore, since every single thing on this planet is made of atoms, what we pay attention to is affected by our observation, but more accurately, having observed something doesn't change anything per se, but the nature of how something is observed is what is causing the observer effect. One way I practice this outside of the laboratory is to pay attention to the good in people, and that is exactly how they behave with me in turn. I get their soft sides, not their rough sides. Now imagine spending every day with kindness, giving, courtesy language, smiles, and laughter around you. This can be your reality if you participate in this cascade of good. Time for our movie motivation. This one is prescribed by your doctor. Dr. Seuss, that is. The film, based on a Dr. Seuss book, The Lorax, tells of a timeless story of humanity's relationship with the land, water, air, and animals that will appeal to kids and the kid in you. The lesson imparted by the Lorax as he speaks for the trees and all of nature should spark positive discussions on what can be done to protect our planet via our participation. Now keep in mind there are two films, one produced in 1970 and one in 2012. Arguably, the animation, the later version, is superior, but bear in mind that the theatrical version of it from this century actually contains a huge number of consumerist tie-ins, at least 70 different marketing promotions. For an anti-materialism story to advertise so many products to kids and their parents sends a particularly confusing message and can avert from participation in this version of it. To learn more about participation and how Julie North collects a collaborative healers, myself included, to participate in a 3-day smorgasbord of yoga, Reiki, meditation, reflexology, polarity, and massage of another installment of You Inc. Live at Rootwire Festival, and to hear audience participation as well, listen to the You Inc. episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can always catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You, Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.